Living and Loving Life's podcast is to help people find their balance spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and socially. Listeners will have a positive mindset, renewed outlook for themselves, their future, and believe they are beautifully made inside and out. Listeners will shine and be an example to others as they live fully, completely with no barriers, no burdens, and no regrets.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to Motivational Mondays at Living and Loving Life Podcast. Thanks for joining us. And I have this amazing guest, Robin Moore. She's going to tell us a little bit about her background and her story.
Yeah. Hi, Erica. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining.
Yeah. So as far as my story, I think we all probably have lots of pieces to our story, but I'm going to pick, you know, one little piece of that. And I think really kind of the story of my life and what I've been through is really a story of transformation.
Awesome.
And so for me, depression started really young for me, junior high. And it was pretty severe. But at that time, I was able to hide it pretty well.
Okay.
So it was this misery that I just kept stuffing inside, mm-hmm. right? So I wasn't working through it. I wasn't doing anything with it. I was just stuffing it.
Okay.
And so I was able to do that for several years until I was not able to anymore, right?
Right. So enough was enough.
Yes, enough was enough. And, you know, life continued to happen and I continued to stuff. And so when I was in college was kind of when it really even became more severe. And so that's when I went into the hospital for the first time with the depression. And then I was in and out for many years. I had suicide attempts that I really shouldn't have lived through. I was a cutter, just tons of depression, anxiety. And so before I was even 30, I found myself on 11 prescription medications, and the doctors were wanting to put me on number 12.
Oh, no.
I was overweight, as I said, depression, anxious. And, you know, I can't remember one specific moment, but there was something in me that started to really ask the question of, is this really my lot in life? Because I believed that at the time, right? This mm-hmm. is just it. This mm-hmm. is, I just got to find a way to deal with it and survive.
Right. Can we stop right there? Because I think that's a lot of people's stories. And I love that you said that. So other people that are feeling that way can know that this wasn't just them, that other people do feel that as well too. But that's when we need to get that. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, but how do we get there?
Yes. Yeah. And I think that belief and that lie is something that keeps so many people stopped in their tracks.
Right.
Right. It's when you realize that that's not truth, that that is a lie, then that's when you can start turning it around.
Right.
You can start saying, well, how about if this isn't my lot in life?
Yeah.
How about definitely. If this is what I want in life? And I think most people then go to the question of, so how do I change it?
Exactly. How do I get there? Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's where they get stuck.
Right.
Because they're like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I can't find anything. And that was true for me. I couldn't figure it out.
Okay. Right. So what did you do to figure it out?
Yeah. So for me, it really started with that belief that things could change. So not focusing on the how, right, but focusing on believing that it was true. And the interesting thing about a belief is it's just a repetitive thought.
Right.
And so as I'm telling myself that life can be different, then ideas start coming to mind. It just flows. That's just the way it works. We always focus on the action.
Right.
Instead of realizing the action, right, starts with our thought.
Right. Exactly. Right. That's why thoughts are so important, especially for them to stay positive, because that's where it stems from. So if you're already working off of a negative, you're typically going to get a negative out of that. So awesome. Okay. Sorry to interrupt, but I just want to, so listeners here, and if anything, you know, they can relate with, you know, because that's, I think, honestly, for people, it just, you have to be at the right place in your journey. And sometimes it's just little seeds or gems that people may say that will give people aha moments. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you just listen to something or hear a podcast or at a seminar or something and you're like, oh, really? And then that's what gets that engine flowing to be more in, okay, let me figure out what this aha moment is all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's part of, you know, somebody resonating with somebody in their story, seeing that it's possible for them. Right. And then that's what I feel is so powerful with my story is I don't want it to be for naught. I mean, it's not for naught because I have an amazing life now, but there's so many more that can benefit from those things, you know? And so that I think what most people don't realize, or maybe they even realize it for themselves when they stop and think about it, or for other people, but for themselves, right? That thought, all of our thoughts create our feelings, create our actions, and create our results. And our results tie 100% back to our thoughts.
Yeah, exactly.
And those thoughts are just the lens we're seeing whatever the circumstance is. And so you can, you know, that's why they say that you can go into, you can have a dozen witnesses to a crime and you get 12 different stories, right? Yeah. Everybody just has a different lens.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really, that's a good point. And another good point that we should point out for the listeners is that no one person's story is better or right or wrong. It's just the way you perceive it and what are you going to do with that moving forward.
Exactly.
So, awesome. Okay. So, with that being, you know, a little bit of your story, is that kind of what motivated you to want to be a life coach, or what was the real reason that you had a transformation to the seat?
Yeah, it did. And so, let me just say that now I'm off all 11 prescription medications. I'm down 70 pounds.
Awesome.
And have kept it off for the last 15 years and been depression free for 15 years.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What's the secret, Robin? What's the
secret? Right. That's what we all want to know, right? No, it's really what I'm talking about here, right? And what we'll continue to talk about, right? And that's believing that life could be different for me. And it's not just for me. Yeah. That's possible for everybody. That's the important piece.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it comes to is the consistency, being consistent. You can't show up for yourself, be positive, try to be in this good, healthy space one day. And then the next 5 days, you're down on yourself or not as compassionate or kind, because then you're going to go back 15 steps. It has to be as like a muscle. You're consistently working on it. You're consistently trying to be better. Because everyone can always be better.
That's right. And it's not exactly linear, right? We all have ups and downs, right?
Yeah.
We have hormones, we have all different factors that play in our life. But I think the biggest factor that most people focus on is the circumstance. Yeah. And really, that is really not even a factor. And I know most people are saying, whatever, that's ridiculous. But it's really not. It's the lens that we view that circumstance through.
Yeah. So, okay. I'm glad that you mentioned that. So let's dig a little bit into that. So when you say circumstance, so what happens to someone that has just lost somebody very close? Like, what would you advise? Live in the moment and try to get through it? Or what would be your advice to somebody that came to you maybe as a grievance and it's like, I really just can't get over it. What do I do?
Yeah. And I think it's important to note that in life that we have, you know, we label them positive and negative, but we're going to have both.
Right.
And so, you know, for instance, it may sound a little cold, but death actually does not bring sadness, right? It's our thoughts. So if somebody passes and we don't know, the sadness is not there.
Right.
Right. It's when we find out and we have a thought about that. Mm. But sadness can be good. We can want to be sad and that can be healthy.
Yeah.
Right. When we lose someone we love, it's not like, oh, just think positive thoughts and right. It's part of that is grieving and
going through it and allowing yourself to feel these emotions and really just go through it.
Yes. Yeah. And, but there may come a time, right, that you feel like you've grieved and you're ready to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's when people say, I can't move on. Mm-hmm. And they get stuck that it's not possible.
Right.
But that's just the story, right, that they're believing at the moment.
It is possible. Back to the thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's just your thoughts thinking that you can't move on.
Yes, and like you said, there's practices, right? There's consistencies. There's lots of tools.
Yeah.
You know, in our toolkit that we provide right to our clients and help them to be able to do that.
And get through it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's kind of realizing I found it's not even maybe, you know, that thought about that circumstance, but so much of our thoughts have a theme that roll through them.
Okay.
So it can be a theme of I'm not loved, right? Or it can be a theme of I'm not good enough.
Okay.
And that plays through various parts of our life.
Mm-hmm. Which means that would stem from somewhere. So it's something that they've brought along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a program for them.
Yes. And usually a lot of times that's picked up, you know,
life.
Early, and maybe it's something we taught, right? We're taught.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the great thing is, right, as adults, we can go back and decide from an adult point of view, is that the way we still want to continue to look at things? And is it serving us?
Right.
Because if it's not serving us, then why would we want to believe that?
Yeah, exactly. So the thing with that is that I find that some of my clients have a hard time because, you know, it's their family. This is generations of things that they've been taught. I don't want to say that might be not okay because of the guilt. Oh, I can't say that about my family. Or, you know, they taught me, they loved me. But sometimes that love comes from a toxic place or not healthy. And so I find having to find ways to allow people to know that just because it was passed on generation to generation doesn't always mean it's right. You need to start digging around to see if that works for you in your adult life. And if not, how do we reprogram it so that it does fit for you and your family moving forward to be in a healthy space?
Exactly. And, you know, last I checked, I don't know of anybody that had perfect parents, right?
Exactly.
We all have imperfect parents, right? Because we're imperfect as I'm a parent myself. We're imperfect as. And so there's always going to be things that we're going to pick up that we're going to decide to choose differently. And that's healthy.
Yeah.
Right. That's healthy for us to look, at things in our lives. Mm-hmm. And believing something different doesn't say anything about the parent or anybody else.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Like maybe some people think that they're, betraying
or going against. You know, like somebody was taught something for a very long time, but if I come in and say, you know, this doesn't look good for me, that's not what I want to do with me and my family. It could be as if they're going against what was taught.
Gotcha. Like rebellious. Or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I feel like that's an issue for people too, because they don't want to have a problem with their family at any cost. Yeah. But then now, your total happiness and figuring out what your fulfillment is getting compromised because you can't get everything you need.
Right, right.
To be whole.
No, I completely agree. And it's kind of that same thing of no two people are ever going to agree on anything. Mm-hmm. And you not agreeing does not say anything negative about the other person's beliefs. Right.
Yeah.
Like we can disagree and still love each other completely.
Right.
That's not always what happens.
No, exactly. Unfortunately, there are those parents that are stuck in their ways and it's like my way or the highway type of situation. So even though the receiver or the deliverer person telling is in a healthier space because they don't want to have an argument about it. But sometimes the person that's not in the healthy space responds in a way of like, well, you might be disrespecting me or you don't believe what I believe. So your way is wrong type of attitude, know, which that's why I'm trying to pull people out of that is because it's okay to have your own opinion. It's okay to feel something's not right, you know?
Right. And we can only control right? Our thoughts, yeah, our actions.
That's true.
We can't control other people. We want to. We try.
Yeah.
But it's not possible, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So what would you say in one of your hardest lessons in life, what did you learn and do you apply it to life today?
I think one of the hardest lessons was to learn that happiness and fulfillment is internal and not external.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of what I referred to earlier, you know, that we think it's about our circumstances and we think it's about what's going on around us, mm-hmm, but it's not, right? It's what's in us. I have a sign above my computer that says, believe like it's your job, right? Mm-hmm. Like what I want to have in my life is what I have to, my effort and time has to spend on believing that, and not just looking at what's going on around me.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I love that. Okay. And how would you say you apply that?
I think it is a constant, right? Even as much as we know, we all get a chance to put this into practice every day, every minute, on Sundays, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, for instance, you know, if you're at your job and you're very annoyed by your boss or something that was said, mm-hmm, right? And or let's say your boss is an anxious person and it tends to make you anxious. Well, it's really not that person, right? It's the story you're telling yourself that you have to please them, mm-hmm, or whatever is behind that, mm-hmm, that is actually, you know, creating that turmoil for you. Mm-hmm. You always get to choose and tell yourself, you know, I can do what I can do and I am who I am. And, you know, sometimes for me, it's even with other people in other relationships, it's like, man, what must be going on for them that they, right? How much pressure she must have to be putting that pressure on me, you know? And so it's just looking at it. It's really checking out the lenses that we look at life in and seeing if it's a good fit, or if maybe we need to go with another color, another shade.
Okay. So saying lenses, that's why it's really important for people to be in a good space, because we don't know what people's stories are. We don't know their journey. So we don't know what it took for them to come to work and you're sitting next to them. You see only an attitude, but we don't see what caused that attitude prior to getting there or the 7 days before that. So it's just really nice to just let people be them and you just be you. You know, and I think that comes with self-confidence and not needing to compare and contrast and are they better than me? Are they, you know, just every little things that people compare to others for, you know, mm-hmm, anything at the workplace, out at, you know, grocery stores, just know you're in your lane, be okay with what that lane looks like and who you are, and you won't have to worry about everything else. You know, it's kind of like,
Yeah. And we oftentimes, right, we make it about us when it has nothing to do with us. It very seldom does.
At all. In your head, like you said, the boss comes and makes you anxious. So in your head, you're like, oh my God, what did I do? Like you said, how do I please you? And they're not even thinking about you in that attitude. You know, like I said, they probably got into it with their wife or husband on the way to work. You have no idea. So instead of spending all of that time trying to figure out someone else's story and why they're upset with you, just how are you seeing it and how are you responding to it?
And it's a ripple effect either way you go, right? So you can choose to take on that thought of, you know, that's about me or whatever. And that ripples into all the people you see the rest of the day, right? Yeah. And the way you treat them. Yeah. Or you can let it go and say, oh, they must really have something going on.
Yeah.
And then, right. And then you walk on and you be a light to other people. Mm-hmm. And so it's a ripple effect either way. We get to choose which way we want it to go.
That's funny you say that, because one of my little TikTok videos is about, let you be a happy domino. because you know how the dominoes fall and they just keep hitting. And so if you're happy domino and everyone's happy, you give a little sense of, like you said, that shine. And that's all that matters, because our world is so gloomy. We need more happy, bright, shining little people around here. You know, just happy with who they are from within, not outside. So awesome. Okay. Couple more questions for you, Robin. In your opinion, when you hear or when you say to yourself to live and love life, what does that mean to you?
I feel like a little bit of a broken record here, but you know, I think live and love life becomes kind of that sign I said, right? Like believe, right? The way that we live and we love life is believing great things are out there, believing that we can achieve what it is that we want in life, and not focusing on the how to get there. Just being in the moment, believing, then creates that attitude, right, of gratitude for one. And then we can move forward and really live and love the life that we're in. You know, I kind of gave a little bit of my story, and then I moved to actually, you know, adopting as a single woman, you know. And so I adopted 7 years ago, and I think oftentimes about if I hadn't really changed that self-talk from that negative self-talk, right, to moving me forward to the life I have, on the joys that I would have missed out, right, and what would have been very different for my son as well. It's that ripple effect, I guess, right, that I was just talking about. So I think living and loving life really starts within us. It's not the external, it's the internal.
Awesome. Okay. Do you have any new products or anything new that you're working on that you would like to share with the listeners?
No, I've been really focusing on my one-on-one coaching. I love that. And so, yeah. And so that's really where my main focus has continued to stay.
Okay, no problem. And where can the listeners follow and find you?
Yeah. So my website is robinmoorecoaching.com. So it's Robin with a Y. And then also on Facebook, you can find me at Robin, again with a Y, .more.16 is the best way to find me on Facebook.
Awesome. Okay. So I'll add those to the show notes too for anybody that wants to get in contact with you. Awesome. I really appreciate you coming on. You gave us some really good tips that we're going to be able to take with us and put in our toolbox.
Yes.
So thank you so much for coming, Robin. And we look forward to talking with you soon.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
If you love the Living and Loving Life podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes. Don't forget to join us next week for another episode. Thank you for listening.